Free Talk Live, the final hour of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. And tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, well, we've been talking about the rise of libertarians today. We kind of got into conversation about World War II. And, of course, if you have thoughts on any of that, you can call in because this is a show where you can take over 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Also, you can get in touch with us on Skype through our Skype handle is lrn.fm. If you're not already friends with us, we will accept your contact request. And then you can get in touch with us through Skype, which is great. Because it sounds phenomenal. But before we get back into it, we actually have someone on Skype. And before we get to him, Stephanie, you do, I say this all the time, but really, you do a lot of work outside of Free Talk Live. A lot of audio work, in fact. I mean, you have, I lose count of how many podcasts you're on.
Well, there's Free Talk Live, and then there's Let's Talk Bitcoin, which we mentioned before.
Yeah.
And Brian, you and I just started a new show called Sex and Science Hour. And diehard Pork Therapy fans may remember that from Pork Therapy. It was the name of the last hour of that show. That show is not as active anymore, but you and I have started Sex and Science Hour, and it's just what it sounds like. It's,
yeah, that's what we talk about.
Sex and science for an hour.
Yeah.
And it's weekly, and you can find that actually on the Let's Talk Bitcoin podcast feed because we are on the Let's Talk Bitcoin network. And
it's a show. I enjoy doing it.
We've gotten good feedback. We've only done two episodes so far, but everybody likes it, and a new one is going to come out tomorrow, so I suppose we should record that, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So you can catch us, of course, every Sunday night pretty much on Free Talk Live, but if you want to hear more, you can find more Stephanie. Letstalkbitcoin.com is a good way to get in touch with that show right now.
Yeah, you'll find Let's Talk Bitcoin and Sex and Science Hour there. I know it's weird. It's like worlds colliding, but it's a... Yeah, it's a podcast network. We're all on the same team here.
That's right. So let's go ahead and let's go to Skype, and we have John on the line. John, are you with us?
Hey, Brian. I didn't realize you were such a statist with your anti-Roosevelt.
I sense sarcasm.
No, it is. But, yeah.
What was on your mind, John?
Actually, and I did enjoy your new show with
Stephanie and I on Sex and Science Hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
So, what's on your mind?
Oh crap! I forgot.
Well, that's all right.
That's fine. Was it something about Roosevelt?
Call back when you get it, John.
I will do.
Yeah, we'll get you back. Thank you very much, though, John, for your thoughts on Sex and Science Hour, because it is. It's a fun show that we're doing. I really like it.
On Free Talk Live, you can call in any night of the week. I mean, John can call back tomorrow when he thinks of it. And another great idea is if you've got something, oftentimes, there's a little wait between when you call and when we're ready, and, you can forget those things. It happens to everybody. A few notes to yourself makes it a great way to make your point.
Yeah, if you can do that. It sounded like John might have been on the road, and so I'm glad he was concentrating on driving instead of being so concerned of what he was going to talk to us about. I'm really, really hopeful for that. So, but let's go ahead. We can go back to Skype. We have Nathan calling in. Nathan, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, Nathan, with your thoughts.
Actually, I tried to go to letstalkbitcoin.com and porktherapy.com, and I don't see Sex and Science Hour on there. So
it's on letstalkbitcoin.com. You've probably got to scroll down.
Yeah.
Or you can check the Let's Talk Bitcoin podcast feed on SoundCloud. So,
all right. I'll hunt around SoundCloud a little bit.
Maybe we can share it on the Free Talk Live page. We'll put up the last episode.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Well, I wanted to respond to the caller, Hef, from before, and first I wanted to say I'm glad that you like the show and that you must have liked at least one of my calls since he mentioned me, and I want to completely agree with him and share my own story of, I guess you could call it radio anxiety, where you're calling in and you're nervous and, you're not sure what to say and that kind of thing. So my story was actually kind of similar to his. I kind of had anxiety around calling I guess, people on the phone, you know, and calling radio shows and things like that. Of course, as you say, you're probably not going to get on a lot of these shows when you call them. But,
yeah, right.
Yeah, you don't have to have a lot of anxiety when just you're sitting on hold for 3 hours.
Right. And so I guess I don't really have much of relevance for HEF because I kind of cheated. I didn't actually call Free Talk Live the first time. I called Pork Therapy the first time.
Ah.
Now that I look back on it, I think I see what was happening. I realized that I might take a lot of heat on a national show like this one, but if I call Stephanie's show, it won't matter how stupid or silly I sound or, you know, how ridiculous my points are or anything like that, because I knew that Stephanie would not criticize or make me uncomfortable in any way. So I guess I exploited her good-naturedness for my own purposes.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really nice. Well, I mean, that's always my goal when I'm hosting a radio show is to help people feel as comfortable as possible. And even if they disagree with me, right?
Yeah, your voice has a pretty good way of automatically doing that. But then just, you know, you have a natural way of really just getting to the core of what the person's talking about. And usually, you end up with a very amicable end to
the single single largest reason that Stephanie's here is I'd seen heard her style before. I'm not kidding. I'd heard her style before, and I decided Ian and I decided we were going to do a Sunday show with the purpose of serving our radio stations better because Sunday's wide open, not a lot of live shows on Sunday. And I went through. First, I thought, I need somebody whose voice contrasts with mine. And then I began to sort of look at the choices that we had as far as co-hosts at the time, and Stephanie was, as far as I was concerned, the clear winner.
So you're looking for somebody that wasn't a jerk.
Now, wait a minute, Mark. You told me it was because I had boobs. That was why I was chosen.
Your voice contrasts with mine.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Seriously, thank you, Nathan. Go ahead.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, Mark, because I was going to also share the three challenges I had yet to overcome with radio, radio usage or radio talking. And that was the first one on my list, distinguishing voices. I never could listen to Flaming Freedom when they were on, even though I liked the topics, because I simply couldn't tell the difference between the two hosts on the show. One person would say something, and then the other person, I guess Neil, would say something. And
gay
it
guy
would sound
would
to
speak
me
to gay
like
guy
someone
two.
Talking to me.
Gay guy two gay guy one would speak to gay guy two, and then gay guy two would speak back to gay guy one.
Like gay guy speaking to himself. And they were interesting conversations.
A stereotypical gay voice, or what I think of as a stereotypical gay male voice, but that's really interesting because I used to do a show, before I started doing the Sunday, before Free Talk Live started doing an official Sunday show, there was sort of a practice run. It was the internet-only Free Talk Live Sunday edition, and it was co-hosts only, and I did a show for a while, for like almost a year, I think, where it was me and three ladies, because at the time there were almost no female co-hosts, so I would bring them in, and we called it She Talk Live. And that's what people said constantly. They were like, I can't tell who's talking here. It's just this, like, one woman just talking at herself the whole time. And I was like, wow, that's really sexist because they're saying we all sound the same. But it's true. Some people hear voices and they just can't. They have a difficult time distinguishing voices that sound like a similar register and a similar way of speaking. So it is helpful to have a contrast between the voices,
well,
I think.
And that was the reason that one of the main reasons I wanted the voice that contrasted was because, and having a woman was my first thought on that, because it's, when the caller calls in, a lot of times they'll say, and I don't know which one of you guys said this, and what they're really trying to say is, I don't know the one of you, I don't know Ian, I don't know Mark, I don't even know your names.
Yeah.
I've just been listening to the radio, and why should they know our names? We're just people coming out of the, you know, the speakers in the radio, we're not important. But at the very least, with a female co-host, they can say, well, the guy said or the woman said, and that makes it a lot easier on them.
Exactly. Oh, and the other challenge that I guess Hef may have to overcome this or not, I'm not sure, but I have a lot of trouble with my F switch, you could say, like that's kind of this mental switch in your brain that you flip on and off to allow you to drop F bombs or not.
Yeah. I've tried to switch it off entirely, but I haven't done it yet.
Well, Michael Dean went through this whole phase going on to radio where he had to train himself to go into, you know, F-bomb mode and then, you know, non-F mode.
I need to figure that out. Nathan, I think you've got more. I'll hold you over. What are your thoughts? I mean, do you have anxiety when you call in? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. And of course, tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And Mark, did you have?
I have $6shirts.com.
So do I. I'm wearing one.
Are you wearing one of the $6 shirts?
I am.
I wore them all weekend, but I don't happen to have one on at the time. At this point, I am not completely clothed in $6 shirts all the time, but often enough. So you can go to $6shirts.com and make an order. And, yeah, indeed, they do have shirts that are $6. As a matter of fact, if you get 10, it's $5 per shirt. It's really crazy. So they... Not only do they make lots of different sort of witty and funny and ironic t-shirts, and they've got a new one every day, but they're also very Bitcoin-friendly. So if you have Bitcoins and you want to get some great shirts, it's a great place to go because they're not just going to take the Bitcoins and turn them over into cash immediately like so many of these other companies that these have gotten the news recently and have been rewarded so thoroughly by the Bitcoin economy. They're attempting to participate in the Bitcoin economy. They bought their ads here on Free Talk Live with Bitcoins, and they're going to continue to, you know, hold their Bitcoins and use them as a currency as opposed to just trading them out and like an exchange. So $6shirts.com. Let me tell you how to get a free Bitcoin trucker hat. Only for Free Talk Live listeners, because you're the ones who know this coupon code. So any Free Talk Live listener can go, and when you make your purchase, add the Bitcoin trucker hat to their cart and enter discount code FTL. And when you, as you're checking out, when you do, if you do that, the Bitcoin trucker hat will be free if you use the coupon code FTL. So there you go. Six, that's the numeral six, dollarshirts.com.
Yeah, actually, at Liberty Forum, which we were just attending, I noticed quite a few people wearing $6 shirts, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, great designs, and that's how you know, because they have such unique, great shirts, new shirt designs every day. I could recognize them instantaneously. It was really, really comforting to see. So, anyway, let's go back to Skype. We have Nathan on the line, and Nathan was talking about kind of his rules for how he got over, you know, calling in, and he was talking about
this is probably public speaking too, generally.
Yeah, sure. It applies to all kinds of areas of life. And like one of the ones actually that you were talking about, Nathan, that I was interested in is the F switch. I have a problem with this one, or I have a problem with
I don't have a switch.
Yeah.
No, I do. I do, because I managed to be pretty good about it on Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
but sometimes
I guess
it can be really hard.
It can be, you know, and I'm used to, because I do my own show, Sovryn Tech. Of course, it's SovrynTech.com. And on there, I mean, I purposely made it to be completely, absolutely uncensored as far as topics, language, all that business. Not to be rebellious or anything, but yeah, honestly, a lot of it is because I don't have a switch, you know, like that I feel like I can really turn on and off. I mean, I guess I do okay. I'm hosting a nationally syndicated radio program, but by and large, I don't. So how did you develop an F switch, Nathan?
Well, I was about to tell, actually, I think you had it wrong. I was telling about how my rules to get on radio, and then I was telling you things I still need to work on.
Oh,
or
there
things,
we go.
Challenges
gotcha.
I still have to overcome.
Don't worry, so, we'll dump you if you don't overcome it.
That's right.
Right. So, and I anticipate these are things that Hef may or may not have to deal with. Maybe he already has his F switch, but Michael Dean was really the one who kind of hammered this home for me. He took 2, maybe 3 weeks of practice of doing his show and trying to do it with F-bombs and without them, and it was just a real struggle. I could tell, because you know sometimes Nemo would say he would say something that's kind of on the border, and then he would say, well, you know, that might not be good for radio because you know that could be a part of the body or not, and it's really difficult. And I can tell you that certainly I have trouble with this. I tend to kind of lean more toward the formal non-F kind of speaking style, and it really shows because whenever I call Cody's show after your show, I sometimes forget to swear.
Yeah, he appreciates it.
And I'll realize suddenly in the middle of what I'm saying that, wait, I should be saying this with a lot more F-bombs to drive home the point, and I'm not.
And of course, Cody's show is off the air live, which is on LRN.fm.
Right, and so it's this mental kind of switch, is how Michael Dean put it, which is where you just kind of lock yourself into this mode where you can say these words when you're trying to express something, because you know that the F word is extremely versatile, and it has like eight different functions in English, and you have to turn off all those usages when you're on the radio. You need to say a-hole like Ian does. You know, you have to learn the euphemisms also. I think Ian has a euphemism for each one. I don't know what his euphemism for the F word is.
I enjoy jerk and stuff. And
yeah. Sometimes I call somebody a big old throbbing Richard.
That's great.
I'm a funny guy. I'm a funny guy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And but yeah, it's not something I've totally overcome, because it's this matter of striking the golden mean of, you know, hitting the target, and when you err to one side or the other, you know, it doesn't matter. Either way, you're not hitting the goal.
It's so silly, as if people can't handle hearing certain words. I mean, that's just an antiquated
thing. I know, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, the real thing isn't that we need to censor ourselves. The real thing is we got to get rid of censorship. I mean, that's kind of the...
I agree. I resent doing it, but I mean, I still do it because I want to be on Free Talk Live, and I know that these stations are FCC license, but yeah, I mean, I don't like doing it.
Well, I got to say that I think that you know, cutting out the cussing makes for a more general audience. There are some people that can listen to the message if they don't hear the you know, the F-bombs and the S-bombs and stuff like that. And once you start throwing them in and peppering them in, it's difficult not to keep doing them. It's a real problem, because then it becomes one-upping with the caller and who can say it more often. I've got to say that I think that even radio stations likely would have their own programming in the absence of the FCC, and most of the stations that Free Talk Live's on would probably be, you know, in the last of the pack to switch over to using any of that terminology, would be my guess.
Sure. Nathan, real quick, what were the other, you know,
the last one I wanted to get to is that a lot of times, this happens to me a lot, you know, in the last segment I was going to make a joke about Flaming Freedom being more like Fight Club Freedom because of this, you know, one person talking to himself all the time, but I just thought of that joke just now.
So, okay. Where Fight Club reference being that that Tyler Durden was actually, in a person's head.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, the cool thing about being doing a show, especially on a daily show like Free Talk Live, is that you can work in those jokes as you think them up. And I do during the day. I think up jokes. And, you know, I attempt to work them in. And in the future at some point, probably half of them I forget. But, you know, I probably should take notes, just like I recommended to the previous caller. But that's something that one can do if you, for instance.
You don't think it's necessarily a problem that I often think of these things and then I miss the chance, you know, like 10 minutes later, I should have done that or I should have said that.
I think you get better over time. I think it takes years of practice. That's why they call a master somebody who has 10,000 hours, doing something to be called a master. And that's what it takes. So, I don't think it's a deal.
And if anybody criticizes you, that was the other thing I thought of. It's true that, the thing with criticism is that a lot of it just is sort of, you're just going to attract it just because you're on a radio show saying things and having opinions. And so I agree with the idea that you should try to look at it as a learning opportunity. You should look at it as, well, how can I take this criticism and use it to improve?
Sure.
And it can be difficult for some people because, I've had this in the past where people give you a criticism and you just want to say, oh, that criticism is terrible. I feel so bad. I must be a bad person or whatever.
No, it's something you got to get over. No doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Yeah.
Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can, of course, get in touch with us, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And take over the show. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I think in a moment we're going to get back to the rise of the libertarians, and then hopefully we can put that one to bed, because it's happening, baby. And but Mark, did you have a message for us?
It only took us a month to get through.
That's all right.
Blockchain.info. It's a great online wallet. Actually, it's a lot of resources there. One of the best features they have is a whole bunch of different varieties of online wallets.
You know, I think they've really become the beginner go-to for Bitcoin. If you have somebody who's new to Bitcoin and you want to help them set up their first Bitcoin wallet, it is so easy to do it at blockchain.info.
I still think that, is it weusecoins.org is good for the very beginner to sort of understand what Bitcoin might be as an explanation.
It's good. It could use an update, though, honestly.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, it's a little dated at this point.
But I think that when one goes to blockchain.org, there are so many options.
Blockchain.info.
I'm sorry, blockchain.info. Probably the number one .info site in the world.
But, no, you're forgetting smvoice.info. That's my voiceover website. I'm sure blockchain is way bigger.
When you go there, it can be like, well, what am I looking at? I'm looking here, the home. There's some transactions going on. So, I mean, there's stuff there, and it's certainly it's not a bad place to go for your first time, but you got to be prepared to do a little clicking, a little research.
Sure.
It's not going to just jump right out at you and start holding your hand.
Right.
So blockchain.info.
Over a million people have used it to create Bitcoin wallets. Some of those, a lot of those, I think, were new Bitcoin users, and they were actually at the Liberty Forum helping people set up their first Bitcoin wallets.
Yeah.
They had a booth. Yep. So great organization. We really like blockchain.info. I recommend them.
I think what's great about their wallet, one of the wallets that they have is the online wallet they have, is that you can access it from your cell phone. Either sadly, Apple has decided that they're just not allowing apps that have to do with Bitcoin. Not exactly sure what their plan is there, but you can still access it through the HTML5 with a link on your iPhone desktop there.
Yeah, you just go through the web browser and you can access your wallet, and it works pretty much just as well.
But Android, it's still very easy to use, and I've been using mine, and it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. They even have, you know, it's amazing, blockchain.info, they even have an app for Chromebook, which that's very, very forward thinking. And I love it when I see people trying to get as cross-platform as possible. It's one of the things I look for in any business, a tech business of some kind. Blockchain.info definitely handles that. So, Mark, we were talking about the rise of libertarians. And, we were talking about crony capitalism. And
yep.
So we're on number nine.
Yeah, we're on number nine. Libertarianism is pluralism. If folks want to see this, I posted it on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com so that you can get it and read it yourself. So between the theocrats and the technocrats lies a group of people who have, and what you have to have, elbow room. While there are certain judgmental libertarians out there, they're usually being judgmental about jokers on the left of me and clowns to the right. Theocrats and technocrats. Otherwise, they're pretty tolerant people. And it's in that toleration that real diversity can flourish. So do you think that libertarianism is pluralism? He's got a really short paragraph here. Do you think that libertarians tend to be more accepting of people? Not necessarily people with great big government ideas, but just sort of people's lifestyles and stuff than most groups.
I actually don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, you just think it's a bunch of different folks.
I mean, like, ideally it should be that way, because, like, if we're going to talk about the smallest minority is the individual and we're all individuals, like, yeah, that should mean, like, anything goes. Like, it's fine no matter who you are. But the reality, for whatever reason, is that I don't really see a huge ton of diversity in the liberty movement. And there is at least, like, a segment of the liberty movement that is not very... That is, like, socially conservative.
Well, I think they're socially conservative, but I wonder to myself, compared to other social conservatives, are our social conservatives more accepting? And when I go to the Liberty Forum and I see all different groups there talking to each other, admittedly, they don't necessarily hang out that much, but, they it would be hard to be a Bible-believing Christian libertarian and hang out with the kind of libertarians that sleep in a big pile, the polyamorists types. It would be difficult. Like, there's what do we have in common?
Well, in the Bible, it says to marry multiple women. But anyway,
usually polyamory isn't all about that.
No. Yeah, true. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, perhaps among libertarians, there is this idea that, like, well, I don't agree with that, but yeah, do it. Like, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, I think there's more. There's more people that are of the live and let live mindset mm-hmm. inside of libertarian circles than there are maybe in any other philosophy or in any other ism, I think, because I would hope that, and I think, and I agree with you, Stephanie, because I think a lot of people don't follow this, this really line of thinking. But if someone doesn't believe in initiating force, then what do you care? You know what they do.
Well, or even if someone is like part way there, like I was thinking of at Liberty Forum, Naomi Wolf was one of the keynote speakers, and I heard that she gave a speech. I didn't actually see her speech because I didn't go to any of the talks, but I heard that she gave a speech where she was kind of dropping the words democracy and citizens a lot, and people at the end got up and asked her, not even questions, they just were like lecturing at her and like shaming her for not being
libertarian enough.
And I just was disappointed to hear that, because if someone's like partway there, okay, help them along, but shaming them isn't going to help them along.
I'm absolutely in accord with you on this. I think that we in the Liberty Movement are better off with a large tent so that we can educate people who are halfway there. Actually, I'd like you to be more than halfway there. I like my number to be somewhere along the lines of 80%.
Sure.
I like you to be 80% there, because then you have the ideas down. We can talk about, do you prefer voluntary interactions over coercive interactions. Most people say yes to that, and then we need to be able to apply that to other areas. And even if we don't apply that to areas in our lives, we need to apply it in to areas in other people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, there's plenty of people that I don't agree with at all. And again, yeah, I mean, this is where kind of going back to like what Stephanie was saying, that she didn't think, you know, that a lot of these people are into pluralism. I mean, because like myself, I hold some pretty non-mainstream ideas, you know, liberty ideas.
Yep.
And yeah, and it's amazing how people will just think that I'm nuts. Or like they start yelling,
yes.
And they say, yeah, for not liking guns. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm telling you, I don't believe any human being needs to die. I'm telling you, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to kill you.
Yeah, you're not going to use the government.
You're mad at me?
Impose your will on them in
yeah,
any way.
Yeah,
you don't like this thing that they culturally like and they're into, and they go nuts.
Right, and they're almost terrified of me, it seems. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on, what am I saying to you? I'm not going to use the state against you. I'm not going to use anything against you. That's my whole point, is I won't use a single thing against you. And yet, you know, they hold on to this, oh, I can't believe this is terrible, blah, blah, blah. So I understand your point, Stephanie. But again, like Mark said, I do think that there is, you know, in the ideals itself of libertarianism, I think there is a pluralism. You know, it's a pretty big tent.
You know, sometimes I think I really get spoiled or not. I hate to use the word spoiled, but I live in a bubble, right? I surround myself with libertarians. And honestly, I've limited my interactions with the muggles, you know, so much that I think my perspective can be really skewed sometimes. Like, I met a lot of libertarians at Liberty Forum who were just newbies, and they are at the point in their lives where they live somewhere and there's no libertarians around, and nobody around them even has, like, some of the ideas that they share with them, and they feel totally isolated and alone. And here I am, like, complaining, like, oh, I hate these libertarians in New Hampshire. I don't exactly agree with them on everything. Well, that's a great problem to have, because they're obviously better. You'd rather have them as neighbors that share, like, some of your beliefs than the average person who shares none of your beliefs or very few, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's higher than baseline levels of freedom among your friends and neighbors. So, yeah, I think my perspective can get a little bit warped on that sometimes, but definitely within libertarian thought, the idea is there anyway of pluralism and toleration and big tentedness.
Up next, libertarianism is inevitable.
Inevitable. Your thoughts.
I hope so.
855-450-3733. Do you think libertarianism is pluralism?
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So, how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the remaining moments of the live Sunday night edition of the show. You can, of course, call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And, of course, tonight you are joined by Brian.
It's Stephanie.
And Stephanie,
and lovely and hyper-intelligent Dr. Stephanie Murphy.
So intelligent that I missed the break, but anyway, that's okay.
And, of course, the luscious Mark Edge.
That's right, Mark. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Here I am, all my glory.
Yeah. And we are covering or putting an end to the, or not, we're not putting an end to it, but to, an end to the article of the rise of libertarianism, because this isn't going to end. Liberty is just growing and growing, and this article proves the point. And I think we are up to number 10.
That's right.
Is this the final one?
It is. It's
awesome.
This is written by Max Borders, whom I have had the opportunity to interview, and is great. He's writing for Fee here.
The Foundation for Economic Education.
That's right. It always slips my mind.
Excellent website, by the way.
Fee.org. And as a matter of fact, that's the one that Roger Ver made that big donation to when he made the
yes,
bet that...
1,000 bitcoins.
Yep, he made the bet that the bitcoins would outperform gold and,
right,
and stocks and everything by, 100 times or something in 24 months, and it took 26 months. that's who he donated to. So it's a great organization, fee.org. So he says, libertarianism is inevitable. In 50 Ways to Leave Leviathan, Jeffrey Tucker and I, plugging their article here, showed that the old rules are becoming obsolete. People are connecting and cooperating across national boundaries. They're practicing what James C. Scott calls Irish democracy, which is another term for people simply turning their backs on a massive scale on an imposed order. Together, whatever our moralistic stripes, we're simultaneously creating a new order while rendering the old order obsolete. And now we're aided by technology. This is not a libertarian ideology, but a libertarian reality carved out by people who simply refuse to be controlled by peers who purport to be superiors.
Yeah, get rid of the gatekeepers. And technology has done that. Yeah, I mean, and people are just interacting with each other. You know, it just happened. Nobody told them to. They're right. Just doing it.
Now, wouldn't that be interesting if liberty is inevitable for those reasons? Because technology will keep moving us forward and will obsolete these systems of power and control. I think that's a really interesting idea, because all the people who are working so hard and spending all this time and effort trying to change the government or work within the system, they really don't need to. All they need to do is just ride the wave forward.
And
if that's true.
You know, what I was thinking, what that made me think of was there was a campaign, it's probably been a year now, where Israel was kind of ramping up to go into Iran. And some Israeli came up with a campaign where he put up a sign, he painted a sign and said, "Iran, Iranians," or something like that, "we love you." And then he was getting response back from Iranians. "We love you." And it's people on both sides of this supposed conflict. Because people love to say, "Oh, those Iranians think." Or, "Oh, those Israelis think." No, they don't. That's their government. People
exactly.
in power. People corrupted by the machinations of power, who are completely blind to what people inside their countries want. People inside their countries are sending love notes to each other across Facebook. And it's a beautiful thing.
I agree. Absolutely stunning, you know, to hear especially a story like that in such what most people perceive as just like this hotbed, you know.
Yep.
And
they're Muslim haters.
Yeah. I mean, it's not so. I mean, especially like in Iran. I mean, that's, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions on planet Earth, in my opinion. Iran is very metropolitan. You know, all you ever see over there are these people.
I believe that myth until I got corrected by somebody who knew what they were talking about.
Sure, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, everybody thinks they're over there, you know, just wearing their hijabs or whatever. And no, you don't get to see the pictures because the media handpicks. You don't get to see the pictures where they're wearing Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses. You know, so what if they have a hijab on? The sun's out. Come on. You know, but with that, you know, they're wearing, you know, Oakleys or the, you know, I mean, it's very, very upscale. These are not backwater places. And yeah, when you actually let the people talk, not the governments, when you let the people talk, you're just going to find out that everybody loves each other.
You know, I do kind of like some of the homogenization that comes with clothing. I'm not a fan of hijabs.
Sure.
I don't like that stuff.
Sure.
Or whatever they're called in particular places. But if somebody wants to wear it, I'm not going to try to shame them out of it or anything like that. I guess I want people to fit into my peer group, and my peer group doesn't have, doesn't wear those things.
Sure.
And to me, they kind of say I'm ashamed of my hair or something, that I need to cover myself because of some kind of cultural reason. And I would prefer not to see that, but I'm not going to shame anybody over it. I'm going to love them for what they've chosen to do, and maybe they'll change their mind. Maybe they won't.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll change my mind. I have no clue, but I don't think that cultural shaming is going to make a big difference.
No, definitely not. And we're finding out that this cultural shaming that actually does occur is the government. I don't even want to say byproduct, because I don't know if it's a byproduct. It might be an intentional product.
Are you talking about like when government politicians will use as a justification for bombing places in the Middle East? Well, they don't have women's rights, and we're going to bomb them until they do, right?
Yeah, yeah. They create this us versus
They'll either
them.
Have women's rights or no more women.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's no what it'll either. End up being. But, I mean, yeah, they create this us versus them, when it's us and them, you know. I mean, that's...
Although I will say, like, I'm really skeptical of the idea of wearing clothing that covers every inch of your body except your eyes.
Sure.
And having that as a double standard that one gender has to do it and others doesn't.
Right, but the freedom to see people without that, or to see people, you know, outside of, like, I mean, sure, because that, you know, that's something that's commonplace in that culture. But I mean, it's the governments that are closing off those cultures from seeing other cultures. They're closing off your options
to
see what it's like.
Now, one thing I think about that is I want you to be free to wear the clothing you want to wear. And if the clothing you want to wear is that, then I guess there's nothing for me to say.
Who wants to wear that?
I don't know.
Who wants to wear that genuinely? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't answer that question.
I don't know either, and I'm skeptical that many people would. You know what I mean?
I think that,
hair covering.
Inclusion is what's going to cause that to go away much more quickly than exclusion. So if people exclude folks like that, and I'm not saying you're doing that, I'm just pointing out that when... You know, when people are, for whatever reason, I'm not exactly certain, you know, Muslim women who might wear a hijab or something like that, if they're excluded from social circles with American women, mm-hmm. they're much more likely to wear that hijab for the rest of their life than if they're included into that social circle. And they're like, huh, you know, mm-hmm. I could not wear my hat today. And yeah. that would be really neat for me to try to do. I'll try to do that. We'll go to lunch and I'll not wear my hat.
Well, I mean, this is why I think libertarianism is inevitable. Part of the reason that it is because it gives you the choice to be exactly who you want to be, mm-hmm. however you want to be, and you get left alone.
Mm.
You know, and nothing else says that message. You know, the Democrats don't say that message. Republicans don't say that message. Pick your ideology. Conservatism doesn't say that message. It doesn't say you can be left alone.
Mm.
You know, libertarianism, singularly, I maybe, is the only thing that says, you know, look, we want to leave you alone. You can do whatever you want to do, you know, as long as you're not, you know, initiating some form of aggression or something, you know, just be that. And I think that's incredibly empowering. And in with the internet is proving there are no borders and there aren't differences. You know, if the person doesn't tell you on Facebook that you're talking to, other than maybe a degree of broken English, if they don't tell you that they're living in Russia, you have no idea. You know what I mean? You don't know. You just think you're talking to another human being. And guess what? That's all you're really doing when you get to the end of it.
And Bitcoin is another step in this Absolutely. Direction. When you're talking about taking down the gatekeepers, bankers, government agents, these people are gatekeepers, and they have the real control of your money if you're in a government bank. Bitcoin allows you to have your own bank right on the internet that you control completely. If that's what you want to do, you can turn it over to other people for cold storage and that kind of thing too. So there's all levels of security that if you want to have, you can have it, and Bitcoin's got that immediately for you. I think that it's going to be a technology that as time goes by really revolutionizes the way we deal with each other. And hopefully, one of the great things about a commodity currency like Bitcoin is it disincentivizes war, because governments can't just print up the money that they need to go and fight. They have to essentially ask for it from their people.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead real quick to Skype. John, are you with us? You've got about 50 seconds. Go.
Anarchy. Good night.
There we go.
I love it. Yeah, that's what else can you say? Anarchy, you know. I mean, and libertarianism, you know, for a lot of people those words are synonymous.
You know, I was going to mention the idea of virtual expatriation, which is like kind of becoming a buzzword now. I just heard it recently, but Bitcoin makes something like that easier, and it's basically the idea of, like, you know, you don't have to have a country anymore. You can kind of live on the internet and you can be a lot freer that way.
Absolutely. Well, make the internet your country, and guess what? That country has no borders and it's everywhere.
But you could find Free Talk Live there.
That's right.
FreeTalkLive.com.
FreeTalkLive.com. We will see you in 21 short hours. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.